I am a coward and not embarrassed to say so. Heights terrify me. The sight of a mouse will send me running, but roller coasters take me beyond the pale. They are something else. They make my blood run cold. The worldwide appeal of being pulled up steep iron tracks in a small metal car high above the ground, only to be suddenly and violently hurled in the opposite direction, escapes me. The dichotomy of squealing in terror 1 minute and yelling with obvious delight the next during the 2 minute thrill ride consistently puzzles me and is at odds with my longing for a safe existence. Yet the term roller coaster had not been mentioned when I slipped into the back seat of a 4x4 truck a few hours earlier. As my head hit the ceiling one more time, I wondered if somehow a short theme park ride would be almost preferable to my present journey. Still, at least we were in contact with the ground, for the most part. Catching the young Thai driver's bemused expression in the rearview mirror, I realised that the moans, stifled groans, and occasional squeals of three middle-aged ladies would undoubtedly fuel his conversation when he returned later that night to my Sariang. Thankfully, it was the dry season. On this occasion, clouds of dust were preferable to the torrential rain and mudslides of the rainy season as we made our way along the mountain road to Mela Mu. The Tarmacadam Road was by now many miles behind us, and our little convoy of four trucks continued along a mud track cut out of and around the mountainous terrain of the Thai-Burma border. The scenery was both fabulous and frightening, as our vehicle came much too close to the cliff edge on more than one occasion. The tossing about in the cab provided a welcome diversion at times, shifting our concern from matters of safety to our ability to actually stay in our seats. Conversation was virtually at a standstill. We spoke in staccato snatches as we bumped over innumerable hard clay ridges. What on earth made the UN put this refugee camp so far from civilization? I managed to verbalise during the relief of a few hundred yards of fairly flat road. Looks like they want to keep its location a secret, or they want to make sure no one can escape from it. Either response was probably not far from the truth. This was surely the long road to nowhere, leading to a bleak place on a troubled border that the rest of the world would rather forget. Remember, no photographs until we reach the orphanage. Keep your windows closed. No stopping on the way. The words chilled our excitement. The trucks, having been checked for ghosts, unregistered refugees, our little convoy was waved through the gate of Mela Mu, and we entered an altogether different world. The mud road through the refugee camp was narrow, the sights around us harrowing. No one spoke. Wood and bamboo huts lined the road inches apart. They all looked the same. Rickety, leaf-roofed homes built on log stilts to let the floodwaters of the rainy season run underneath to the river below. Thin, interwoven bamboo strips provided walls of sorts, an attempt at privacy in this less than private world. Mangy chickens ran around little piles of wood, pecking at what I didn't know, eating dirt in the absence of anything better. Skinny dogs were everywhere. While down at the river's edge, a few men were making an attempt at fishing, but it was the dry season. The river water was very low, so their success would be limited. Indeed, their endeavours were virtually pointless. And the bank on the other side of the river was Burma, home. Home to these displaced people, so near and yet so far. Driven out by their own government, burnt out of their homes, tortured, tormented, starved, murdered. All because they are a tribal people, the Karen, and many of them Christian believers. Yard after weary yard, we painstakingly made our way through the UN camp, which built on the side of a mountain housed 15,000 people. The road was barely wide enough to accommodate our 4x4. People had to step onto the rough clay verge to allow us through, and occasionally, just occasionally, my eyes would meet with those of a man or woman for whom Mela Mu was their enforced home.